You're listening to the CIP podcast, the Study Abroadcast, Season 4, Episode 7. In this show, we explore the world of study abroad, offering advice, insights, and travel stories, bridging perspectives and cultures along the way. I'm your host, Avery, and I'm a peer helper with CIP. On this episode, we will be speaking with some of our peer helpers and work-study students about their role at CIP. Let's get right into it. Today on the show, we are pleased to welcome Hannah, Lucas, and Olivia. To get started, we will introduce the team and ask you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your exchange experience. I will start. So as I said, my name's Avery. I'm a fourth-year biological science student here at the university, and I studied abroad on the winter 2023 semester at the University of Aberdeen in Scotland, and I absolutely loved my experience, and it was the best decision I ever made.
Hi guys, my name is Olivia. I'm a fifth year sociology student, minor in child youth family studies, and I went to the University of Exeter in winter 2023, best 6 months of my life. I am also a work study student at CIP.
Hi, I'm Hannah, and I'm a fourth year history and museum studies student here at Guelph as well. And I did my study abroad winter 2023 in Aberystwyth, Wales, and it was also, the best 6 months of my life.
Hey guys, my name's Lucas. I'm a psychology and neuroscience student in fourth year here, and I went abroad to Sweden in fall of 22, and I traveled all around Europe while I was there, and it was amazing.
Okay, great. So to get started, can you share about your role as a peer helper and how you got involved with it?
Yeah, so I got involved with CIP because I wanted to learn more about studying abroad before I went, because I did a semester as a peer helper before I went abroad, so fall 2022. And I just wanted to know more about the program as I waited, because you apply and you wait a whole year before you go sometimes. And so as a peer helper, you'll be doing a lot of content creation for CIP to promote study abroad. You'll be helping out with our fairs and other programs that we have for incoming exchange students. And you also sit at the desk and you can answer questions that any prospective students have.
Yeah, I kind of got involved because I was really interested in helping other people study abroad because of how much I enjoyed it. Kind of while I was there, I kind of realized that it's even better than I thought it was going to be, and I really wanted more of my friends and peers at the university to be able to experience this, so I went into it to just kind of get more information about it and be able to spread that information to other people and show people how easy it really is to be able to go on exchange and have an experience like this.
So what is the work study role and how did you get involved with that?
So I'll start off with how I got involved. So basically, I was emailing Jacqueline asking if there's any opportunities to help out in CIP because I had such a great experience on my study abroad. And she mentioned to me that there's a bunch of peer helper roles, but I actually missed the deadline for the peer helper role, and I kept checking my emails to see if there was any other opportunities. And I came across a work study position at CIP. And I ended up applying to that position. I had to get an interview and I ended up getting the position, and I was super happy about it because I really wanted to help out, same with Lucas. Mm-hmm. And just give back the experience that I had to new students entering this experience. And basically my role is just assisting the staff in the office. So my main focus is either financial or the communication. So I'll work with Jacqueline or Demetra. And Demetra is the head of finance. So she'll send me a bunch of Excel documents and I'll help her organize things and help her with the financial department. And then Jacqueline, I help her with a bunch of marketing stuff and just communications on social media. So every day is different.
And so what motivated you to apply for your role with CIP?
I was honestly just really motivated by hearing about other people's experiences going abroad and being able to be the one that helps them figure out all the information. I didn't know this at the time, but I get a lot of people coming asking questions about my time abroad, which it's really nice to reminisce about it so often while working here. I also think that it's really fun to be able to see incoming students as well come here and help them become acclimatized to Guelph, even in the worst winter of Canada's history, but that's okay. But yeah, honestly, the biggest thing that motivated me was just to be able to hear people's stories about going abroad and helping them be able to go on such an amazing experience.
Just adding on to that, on a personal note, I decided to get involved with the peer helper role because I wanted to become more involved on campus. Coming back from my exchange, like Lucas and Olivia said, I really wanted to encourage anyone who could go on exchange to go because it was the best experience ever. And I wanted to take a new step and make more connections. So the CIP peer helper role and the work study role is ideal for that. It's a great way to meet new people, gain some new skills, and become more connected. So moving into the next question. So being a part of the CIP team, what skills and experience do you feel that you have gained through your time in these roles?
Okay, I can start off. I would say that some skills that you definitely need for the work study position would be working with Excel spreadsheet as well as Microsoft Office 360, which is our email account at the University of Guelph. And I had experience in these like programs before, but the more you use these platforms, just the better you'll get at it. And you start to learn shortcuts for the programs. You start to become comfortable with them. And yeah, it's pretty cool that it's a office job. I really like it.
For me, I would say teamwork is one that I really feel like I've developed at CIP. All the jobs that I had before this have been more individual and kind of me on my own. And I hadn't really worked much in teams. And so being a part of the peer helper team is a really great way to like better communicate with other people, work with people as well. Because my degree, I don't do a lot of group projects. So I haven't had a lot of opportunities like that. And so it's a really great way just to learn how to like communicate with not just one other person, but like a whole group of people that you're working with.
I gained some public speaking skills. I was in charge of doing some information sessions for CIP, so I had to learn a pretty big presentation, like an hour and a half long presentation. And I would present that in front of like 30 to 60 people each week. So chances are if you went to one of those, either me or another guy, Graham, was doing those. That was a really good chance for me to gain some more public speaking skills and harness the anxiety I had around speaking in public. So that was a great chance for me. And I'm glad I did it because now I feel a lot more comfortable being able to talk in front of large groups of people. It was really scary the first time, but after a few sessions, I became really comfortable with it and I actually really enjoyed it for the entire semester.
For me, I feel that I've gained experience in working in a professional setting, which is something I didn't have much experience with prior to working with CIP. Similar to what Hannah said, my previous jobs have been like working in a restaurant or not working in a professional office. So learning all those skills about how to communicate with team members and working at a desk, organization, communicating with students, and working with graduate professionals has all been an incredible experience for me that I can now take into future job opportunities. So what is your favorite part about being a CIP peer helper or a work study student?
I can go first. So I think my favorite part of this work study position would be that every single day is different. I'm either working with the financial department or the marketing department, like I said prior to this question, and I really like the mix up. I think I have new projects going every single time I come into the office, and I think it's really fun and it's really challenging as well. Every day is different.
For me, I think my favorite part about being a peer helper at CIP is just getting to talk to prospective students who are thinking about studying abroad and talking to them about my experience, but also helping them in their journey, I guess, of going abroad and applying and everything. It's so exciting to see people take on this new opportunity. And because I've done it, like I know all the experiences and like things that they're gonna gain from it. And it really is like the best thing I think I've ever done in my entire life. And so being able to help other people do that is just like, it's really, really nice to be a part of that as well.
Just adding on to that, I would say that my favorite part about being a CIP peer helper is the community of new connections and friends that I've made. All the other CIP peer helpers and as well as the staff at CIP are so lovely, and it's been so great getting to know them and meeting them this year and becoming friends with other students who also went on exchange and hearing about their perspectives as well.
One of my favorite things about being a CIP peer helper is actually meeting students who are on exchange here. So I've met a lot of people who have come from Sweden. So it's been really cool to be able to talk to them in Swedish about my time there and just learning about how they feel about Canada and what they think about being here, and telling them my favorite places to go in Canada and them telling me their favorite places to go in Sweden. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to going back there and visiting there. So talking to another Swedish person was really fun to do.
So to finish up, does anyone have any final advice you would like to give to students who are considering studying abroad?
I would honestly say my biggest piece of advice would just be to do as much research as possible before the process, during the process, and after the process. So before the process, you're going to want to look at all of the different places that you can go to. You're going to want to choose your top five favorite places, and those top five favorite places, you should do a lot of research on how much money it's going to cost, what type of things there are to do there. And then after you get accepted, it's also really good to do a lot of research on that place that you do get accepted to, so you know exactly what you're going into. You're going to be able to create a budget by finding out prices while you're there. You're going to be able to do a lot of research on the things that you're going to be able to do there. It's also really important to make sure that you know if you need a visa or residency permit when you go there as well. And also just to be able to make sure you have every single thing that you need before you go.
So my piece of advice would be to truly take advantage of being away from home and away from Canada. There are so many things, wherever you study, there's going to be so many things that are different from Canada that you can't get back here. So just truly take advantage of that and try new things, make new friends, travel if you can, and do things that you wouldn't be able to do back home. And that will truly make your experience abroad so much more special, and there'll be memories that you treasure forever.
Okay, so I'd say my final piece of advice for students who are considering studying abroad would be that it doesn't matter what school you end up getting, and it doesn't matter if it was on your list or if it wasn't, or if it was last on your list and you didn't get your first choice, because I think no matter wherever you go, you're going to have a great time, and it honestly is just an adventure, and an adventure to discover a new place in general. So whether you get your last place, your first place, or a place that wasn't even on your list. In my experience, I didn't get a place on my list, and I still had the best 6 months of my life. I think it's about the people who you surround yourself with and who you make friends with, as well as just discovering new cities and countries and making it your experience.
For me, I would say just really go for it and like put everything that you have into it, because this is such a unique opportunity and you probably won't have another chance like to do something like this ever again. And so I say just really, really go for it. And like Olivia said, like it's about who you surround yourself with. So, you know, it's scary to go to a country where you might not know anybody, you might not have any friends, and you might not even speak the language. But if you really put your all into it and take new opportunities and just really try to go outside of your comfort zone, you're going to have the best experience and you're going to remember it for the rest of your life. And you might make friends that you might have for the rest of your life and people that will become really important to you. So I just say, like, really just go for it.
Well, that's all for today's episode of the Study Abroadcast. Don't forget to explore your own study abroad opportunities on the CIP website, uoguelph.ca/CIP, or follow us on Instagram. Our Instagram handle is CIP_Guelph. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Hannah, Lucas, and Olivia for sharing their experiences and advice. If you are interested in becoming a CIP peer helper or work study student, you can apply on the Experience Guelph website through the Center for International Programs Peer Helper Applications. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we look to unpack the study abroad experience even further.